Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Over the course of the last few weeks, I have found myself in some really interesting situations, and I want to share with you a theme that has been running through them. Judgment. For some reason, at this time of year, when people are supposed to be the most open to others and kind, I've been dealing with people who've been overwhelmed with making judgments about others. I'm not going to pretend that I, on occasion, don't see someone and make a judgment. But normally, it's a weird narrative about the person in my head because I love people watching and making up a story about them. However, I have worked really hard to avoid overly judging other people, especially when it comes to their motives. So when I was working with others last week and hearing things like, well, they're only doing this to me because they want to undermine me. They want me to fail. They do this on purpose. It seems that she's trying to elevate herself over me and beat me at everything. Well, I was starting to get a little frustrated with that mindset. You see, I believe that most people develop judgments based upon their own behavior. If the person making the judgment is flawed and jealous by nature, they're going to believe that the other person is motivated by the same types of behaviors. And if they are a competitive and a materialistic person, they're going to believe that the people are competitive and materialistic all around them. Which is why my favorite people are judge good people. It's a very Midwest thing, but I mean, people who are looking at and for the good in others tend to be pretty solid people. People who say things like, hey, they must be having a bad day. People who live judge good style only see others through a lens of empathy and are not likely to work to undermine someone else. However, judge good people are often ridiculed by others for being ignorant to the realities of the world. They're written off for being too kind to others, and they tend to be outliers in organizations, classrooms, and boardrooms. Why? Well, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. We have been taught that it is not in our best interest to build others up, and that we only gain a personal advantage at the failure of those same people. Such flawed thinking, especially in a world where collaboration is now the gold standard. Yet, we find ourselves each day trying to find ways to advance ourselves in the eyes of others. Just look at social media and the whole look-at-me world we live in. And then, wonder why we have these dark little voices in our heads saying things like, well, must be nice, or I wish, just because it's on Facebook. But not always are people like that, but sometimes. And that is a judgment moment. I recently read a statement that I've been repeating a lot when I'm coaching other leaders. The happiest people I know are evaluating and improving themselves. The unhappiest people I know are usually evaluating and judging others. I mean, seriously, unhappy people are always looking at others for what the others gets, has, or does instead of admiring the quality, looking to improve themselves personally, and judging good. Let's talk about this judging good business. There are four behaviors that allow you to move to being a judge gooder and a do-good leader. Remember now that a buffalo leader charges into the storm, and in this case, charges at people that judge in an effort to get them to switch to a do-good mindset. All to grow your own leadership and influence for others. So let's look at the four behaviors of people who tend to judge good. Let's start with a quote from author and radio personality Earl Nightingale. When you judge others, you do not define them, you define yourself. So that is behavior one. Becoming a judge good leader starts with you becoming cognizant of how often you judge yourself, how often you compare yourself with others. This behavior is pretty simple. It is when you hear yourself thinking you're not good enough, not strong enough, not in shape enough, not wealthy enough, not driven enough, not successful enough, or not popular enough. In order to judge good for others and be an all-around better person, it begins with a crisp self-awareness of what you have, what your strengths are, and working to improve them. Judge gooders are in personal rapid cycles of improvement. Instead of making a mistake and judging themselves as stupid or inadequate, they see the gap in their vision and improve. Simple and positive. The inverse for this behavior is failing and casting blame. Judging others for not helping you enough and being jealous of others who may have figured it out before you did. One quick story that really helped me switch my mindset. It was a few years ago when I first became a superintendent of schools, and I attended a leadership conference. It was a high-flying event. CEOs from major corporations from around Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland, all around the Midwest. I was in the room and feeling a little inferior and started a narrative in my head about how nice it must have been for all of these people to grow up wealthy and powerful and go to such great schools, expensive schools, and then live privileged. It was just then that the speaker pointed to a variety of whiteboards around the conference room that were all labeled. Now, there were about 50 men and women in the room, and the presenter asked us to go put a mark on the board that most reflected us and our education. The first board said Ivy League schools. The second board said recognizable Division I schools, then Division I schools, then a board that said Division II, a board that said Division III schools, a board that said technical or specialized schools, military training only, and one that said no formal education. Well, I assumed when I walked in that everyone there had gone to giant schools with privilege, Ivy Leaguers, Domers, etc. What happened next genuinely surprised me. The majority of these highly successful people had gone to schools that were Division III, little schools that some of us had never even heard of. Two people in the room went to Ivy League schools, 10 or so went to Division I schools that were recognizable, and the rest from small schools, and two people with no formal education at all. I sat there stunned and feeling a little guilty for judging everyone in the room. It was from that day forward that I stopped assuming that every leader I met had a fancy education or an easy path to success. I remember one of the CEOs of a multi-billion dollar insurance corporation. He went to Carleton College in Minnesota, and I thought, this is nuts. I never even heard of that place, and yet pretty awesome. My point to this is to sum up the most important habit of people who judge good and do good. They stop judging themselves, and they minimize who they think they aren't. Because you know what? You're pretty darn good just the way you are. The second behavior is to remain curious. Curious about others, what makes them tick, why they are the way they are, and what motivates the people around you. It is a simple concept, but a complicated behavior. Too many people lead their thinking with the stem, what the heck is wrong with that other person, instead of, what would make a perfectly normal person act like this? I wonder where they grew up, what aspects of their work or life culture are promoting this type of behavior. Curiosity leads to questions. Questions lead to answers, not judgment. When you remain curious, you find yourself looking for the good in other people. You wonder how they got to be the person they did, and you question, what replicable strategies can I steal from them? Curiosity is an undervalued behavior. When you are looking at the world around you in a judge good mindset, you are wondering how people got to where they are versus what can I do to undermine them or make myself shine brighter. You instead ask them, how did you do that? Can you show me? Is it okay if I use that technique? A reciprocal relationship of success grows between two people when one or both parties are curious about each other's habits and success. The inverse is flat out judgment and cynicism. The stem is usually, well, of course they did. They always get what they want. Blah, 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 blah. Remain curious in order to improve yourself and divert your behaviors from being judgmental. The third behavior to help you be a judge gooder, which, by the way, if you haven't heard it enough yet, it's a real word because it's my podcast and I said so. Anyways, the third behavior is to depersonalize the situation. While many times you are on the other end of a weird situation, you have got to get out of the mindset that this is happening to you. And as we've talked about on a prior podcast, this is happening for you to grow, to improve, and to serve and lead in a new way. Depersonalization of the situation is critical to move yourself forward out of judgment. Because if you can take the other person out of the situation and not make it about yourself, you're in a position to emotionally engage this situation with control. Judgment stems from a shot at your heart or your narrative. When you step back and say, this isn't about me, it's about them, or no one would act this way in an order to intentionally undermine me, you can actually step further. Because even if the situation is negative and being done at you, if you can't step out of the cycle of judgment, you're never going to step forward. The inverse here is obvious. Make it personal. Call for a vendetta and stay permanently emotionally engaged in the situation. You'll judge others forever if you make it personal. So again, step out of the situation and reflect upon what opportunity is presenting itself for you to grow with instead of suffer from. The last behavior of judge gooders is the most difficult. It is reframe and reflect. When judging others, we tend to compare what we are to what they are, what we have versus what they have, what they do to what we do. We elevate ourselves with excuses about how we were given a bad deal, how circumstances caused our problems, how the other person needs to stop doing something. It's totally natural. But as the leaders that we are, the answer to every problem we have is always in the exact same place. You ready? The bathroom. What? Yes, in the bathroom. Every morning and every night when you wake up or before you go to bed, take a good look in that mirror, and you'll see the answer and solution to everything you are facing. You. You have to reframe the judgment that comes into your mind. You have to reflect upon your role in the situation. Why are people acting like this? Probably because you're letting them. Why are people so competitive? Because that's what we encourage. Why won't people share? Well, it's not expected. Why do you view others as superior or inferior to you? Because you choose to allow them to elevate or deplete right in front of you. You have to ask yourself in every situation, what do I have to do different in order to get the conditions I want? Not what I wish or hope happens. That's just never going to work. That leads to judgment. Judge gooders are go-getters who reframe and reflect, seek the opportunity for improvement in daily actions, and take time to let their hearts slow before making judgments or comments. One of my favorite poems was introduced to me by one of my best friends, Tim Voller, when we were both on the city council, and he read it as his farewell address at his last city council meeting. It is called The Man in the Glass by Peter Wimbrough, and here are the first two stanzas. When you get what you want in your struggle for self and the world makes you king for a day, just go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. When you judge good in others, you tend to do good for others. You look for the light in the dark, and as a result, others are attracted to your brightness. When you judge good, good things happen. Because people will see optimism. They will see risk rewarded with an allowance for rewarding failure. When you judge good, you find yourself feeling lighter because you don't carry the burden of an unreasonable expectation for yourself or others. People are going to have more than you. People are going to find faster solutions than you. And people are going to judge you. However, when you stop judging yourself, maintain a healthy curiosity, depersonalize the situation, and most importantly, reframe and reflect, well, you judge what is good, and as a result, you do more good for the world that you serve. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe your strategy for minimizing self-judgment. List ways you can maintain a healthy level of curiosity about others. Describe what you can do to depersonalize the judgments you trap yourself in. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share and rate this episode. Please look for the TH3 each week on Twitter and Facebook, because I've been on a pretty big Adam Grant bender lately. If you haven't, read his stuff. And thank you to the Wellpennies for the great music. Lastly, I'm going to quote one of my favorite people, Brené Brown. She said, "If I feel good about my parenting, I have no interest in judging other people's choices. If I feel good about my body, I don't go around making fun of other people's weight or appearance. We are hard on each other because we're using each other as a launching pad out of our own perceived deficiency." I love how she says our own perceived deficiency, because it is all perceived, what we have and what we want for ourselves. So here is something I challenge you to do with those you serve. I want you to create a calendar and have the people you serve create a judge good strategy board. As a team, sit down with post-its and fill in 20 workdays with strategies to remind yourself and the team or class what we need to do in order to grow ourselves into true judge gooders. Each day, start out with a reminder of the opportunity to apply that same behavior. Habits are formed when people collaborate to support each other's success. We see others take risks, which minimizes our own fears, and when others around us are encouraging us to be better. If we really are going to step away from negative judgment and evolve to be judge gooders, we will need support. This simple exercise can be done, but it needs you and leadership to make it happen. I just wrote out three for myself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't see the success of others as a threat to you. and see people for their contributions, not their deficits. Buffalo leaders crashed the party. We don't allow others to wallow, and we certainly don't sit still in the face of adversity. Buffalo leaders, if they are truly charging into the storm in an effort to address their problems, don't have time to judge others. Instead, we move forward, look back only to reflect upon the journey and how we could improve, and we focus our energy on getting better for ourselves, which ultimately makes us better for others. So this week, judge good. See others for their contributions and find a way to influence others to their potential, because that is not easy, and that is what leaders do. They judge good.